train. What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Another edition of Stunt Granny Audio Show. This is Jeremy. Joining me this week is Mr. DeFrango. Hello, Kevy.
Wow, you suddenly turned into my mother, and that is a bit creepy.
It's my pet name for you. Hey, yeah. Kevy Poo.
That is the only... my mother is the only one that uses that one.
Aw.
That is completely unnecessary out of your...
Well, there's always Kevy Clan, but that always works out inappropriately. So
yeah, that one doesn't really have a very good ring to it.
Yeah, that one never had legs, really. So that's too bad. But anyways, we're here to talk about wrestling, even though no one really likes talking about wrestling.
Well, and judging even less by ratings, less people like viewing wrestling too.
Yeah. Judging by the ratings and pay-per-view buys and everything else. But that's not going to stop us. We'll be undeterred. So I guess one thing we didn't talk about before we started the show, let's talk about it for a little bit. It's an easy one. Zack Ryder, the big story. Coming out of Raw, this was the big story, regardless of what anyone wants to tell you. He wasn't used. He was apparently either in a dark match or used.
Yeah, no, he was in a Superstars match.
Okay, yeah. Which, the joke on his show is he's always on Superstars, so, you know, it shouldn't be a surprise, really.
Yeah, I mean, as dumb as it sounds, are they literally just trying to make him the reason that people want to watch Superstars on SmackDown?
Oh, God.
I honestly had not thought of that until this very moment.
But what's the point of getting people to watch Superstars? It's on your website. I mean, enough people go to it every day. I mean, you can watch it on Hulu, I think, as well, and YouTube, I think. They've even got a WWE channel in HD that you can watch it there. So it's just like, what's the point?
I don't know.
But at the same time, I wouldn't put it past them. Who knows? As we were quickly schooled this week, who knows what goes? You don't know what goes on in those meetings unless you're in the meetings. So,
yeah, but it's still just kind of interesting that wouldn't have been brought up by somebody at this point in the meeting. You know what I mean? Addressed in one way or another.
Yeah, no, I totally understand.
Like, either kind of put the kibosh on a guy who's getting popular, or you kind of endorse him, at least in some way or another. Like I said, like, I thought he was going to job. I mean, come on, like, everyone comes to their hometown and loses. Like, Santino. Who the shit did he lose to?
This week?
Yeah. Oh, gets the job to Sheamus.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, have Zack Ryder lose to Sheamus. It's SmackDown versus Raw. That was the first thought that came to my mind. I'm like,
right.
He's going to be just as popular as Santino. We're going to get a better match out of it, even if it's a short match.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd gets what they want.
Yeah. But... Okay, I'm not saying I disagree with you, but at the same time, don't you think that using Santino would have been better in that case just because you wanted it to be a squash? And don't you think it may have been even worse to put him out there against Sheamus, get squashed, and then everyone bitch about his treatment in front of his hometown? You know, in that case,
way they do it, though. I mean,
yeah. No, I understand.
Everyone shits on them every time they do this in a hometown, but they continue to do it anyway. So I guess I wouldn't think that they would think any other way.
Yeah. I mean, on TV at least, a guy very rarely gets over in his own hometown. So, yeah. But I just couldn't imagine the uproar of, are you kidding? Blah, 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 blah. And he got beat up in his hometown. How can WWE do that to someone? You know, it's like, all right, whatever. I don't know. I was really hoping to at least work him in backstage somehow. And I'm not under the illusion that you're going to make him an integral part of the show. But they could have at least given him one of those little backstage things where, you know, you see him in the background.
Yeah.
Just something like that. I think that would have been appropriate. It would have been, you know, at least a small shout-out because the crowd clearly wanted him. I mean, we were talking about it. They sweetened down the audio during one of the We Want Ryder chants.
Yeah.
Do you get audio manipulated on Raw?
Rarely.
Yeah. I don't know. It was nice to see the wrestlers get a little pissy about it, like Jericho, but Jericho's not there, so honestly, what does it matter what he says?
But still, at least he's a big enough name to make it noticeable.
Right. Dolph Ziggler, of all people, had the most the harshest words.
Yeah, they actually seem to be like friends.
Yeah, like, yeah, legit friends.
They've talked to each other on Twitter and whatnot. It's like, okay, like I think these guys are. I mean, it's a guess, but like they seem like legitimate, like real life. Like they talk to each other and hang out and maybe work out and bullshit. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because I think they did say that they were in a long card ride together this past weekend.
Yeah, but and also, bringing up Dolph, that's where I thought they were going to have Ryder come out. When Dolph was introducing himself and it was going to be a tag match, I figured this was going to be the Ryder spot. Instead, you get goofy, I wait for my lines, Jack Swagger, which I wish Eric would have never pointed that out. Because Swagger to me is one of those guys that just kind of blends into his surroundings. But now that Eric's pointed that out, you see him the entire time, and it's just like, dude, you're on camera, you know that, right? Emotes. Do something, just anything with it. And just never does. So it's just very odd.
Yeah.
But that's honestly where I thought it was going to be, and even then, going to what you were saying, that's where Ryder could have taken the loss.
Oh.
I mean, I don't remember. Who the hell did they even wrestle? I don't remember.
Kofi and Evan Bourne.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, I guess Swagger makes sense because of the Evan Bourne thing. But you could have had, you know, Ryder take the loss, Swagger come down. They could have done something with Evan Bourne and Swagger then.
Oh.
Or something, you know?
Yeah. No, if those things were pitched, somebody shot them down.
That's the only thing I can think of. Or nobody pitched it. I mean, a definite possibility that people are, what we're referring to. We had a Twitter conversation with Dave Lagagna, Lagagna, I'm right. And basically just said, he's like, you know, Ryder's making it on his own. And he's making it outside of WWE, which is really retarded thinking, but that's the way they're doing it, because, I mean, he is an employee, you know? So that's why they don't like the whole gimmick, and it's kind of stupid, but it is what it is.
Yeah, well, and that was one thing. I think I compared his show to Miz and Morrison, but they had theirs on WWE.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
You brought that up.
Oh, I did bring that up initially.
Yes. Yeah, you brought it up that they had their show, and it was, and I said, yeah, it was on WWE.com, and that's where Ryder's show needed to go. Now, that was all part of that conversation.
Okay.
So,
you're covered now. Okay, my bad.
No. But no, and like Anya just said, if you're not, and we were asking almost not fanboyish questions, but we were taking it from what we thought, you know, what our, not conspiracy theory sort of thing, but, you know, the whole they don't know shit sort of thing. And he even clearly said, if you're not in those meetings, you don't know what was pitched. And I think it was Eric's four, the, too bad there's too many people pitching four ideas instead of tens. But, and my question to him, this is all in Eric's blog, by the way, so go ahead and read it, just so we're, you know, we have a better idea what we're talking about. My question was, are writers scared of Vince? And he said that no, it is their job to pitch things. And Vince will say no. But I guess I didn't phrase it correctly, and I didn't want to push it. But what I meant was, do the writers have just instinctually or basically based off of historical, you know, how many times they pitch something, they know what to pitch, they know what not to pitch, Vince. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, a self-censorship in a way.
Right.
That
yeah.
They know certain things, and even if they get stuff shot down, they know that it's within the framework of where he wants to go.
Yeah. Yeah, or they're just that afraid that he's going to continue to say no to their ideas, remember it, and get rid of them. I mean, it's as a writer, you've got to be able to deal with rejection. Trust me. You get it a lot. Especially when you write on in a public forum like an internet blog or for a newsletter or something like that, and any anonymous douchebag can just email you and tell you how much you suck and whatnot. But no, I guess that's what I was getting. I should have phrased it better. But that's what I just wonder if that's happened. Some guy in there has said something about Ryder, and they were like, he just kept shooting it down. So finally, they're just like, forget it. And knowing it was in Long Island, but
yeah,
Dolph's Twitter remark kind of threw me because he said, "You're not ribbing the boys." Or no, I'm sorry, you're not ribbing that one guy, you're ribbing the boys and this and this and this.
The fans.
Yeah, almost
the fans
as if.
That won them.
Yeah, but it was almost as if there were plans, and then they changed it.
Oh. You know, I didn't even think about that.
That's kind of how I took it.
Gotcha.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, and this is what everyone's brought up. For a 3-hour show, you couldn't fit the guy in for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Another good example would have been before the CM Punk Steve Austin thing. They could have had Zack Ryder in there doing the woo woo, like the fist bumping with Austin. Austin just glaring at him. And then Punk walks in and like stares Ryder down and Ryder just leaves. He doesn't even need to say anything that way. You know.
Yeah. No, just, that would have been good.
It just the idea of Austin glaring at idea of Austin glaring at Ryder as he's doing it was cracking me up. That's why I just muted my phone or the connection here.
Well, even that or him just he even could have poured a beer on his head and told him to get out. You know, it would have been perfect. Well, do both of those, but whatever. Yeah, a segment with Austin would have been hysterical and really quick.
Yeah, because even Austin was in, Austin was in one of his true Long Island stories. But, I mean, obviously not, but it was still, I mean, they could have mentioned that. I mean, they could have done a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's, I mean, even though we don't know what was pitched in there, like, I can't believe that there wasn't something good enough that they wouldn't have slipped him on TV one way or the other.
Or I can't believe with all of Cena's pull, he couldn't have pulled, you know, just told Zach, look, be right here, this is what's going on. You know.
But yeah.
It is what it is. I mean, unfortunately, it's Thursday by the time people listen to this, unless you're up late Wednesday. It's kind of a dead horse now, but it's just worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it. Now, one guy that is getting a push... and Eric posted the video today. R-Truth, who's, and Eric, summarized it quite nicely, just saying, you know, when a guy does shit work, we'll call him out on it. But when a guy does good work, we have to, you know, acknowledge it and give him credit. The Little Jimmy's I Hate video, that's just some good stuff. I mean, there's no way around that. Maybe because I've never gone back and looked, but I didn't realize how awkward the killer bees were. That's some horrible shit, man.
Yeah, I think Jimpin' Jim Brunzel should have been a little bit higher on the list than number 10.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The one thing I didn't get was all the Jimmys he hates that were in the scroll after it ended.
I liked that it was Jimmy Carey. Like, he stretched out some of them, which I thought was funny. Jimmy John's. And he put Jimmy Uso, Jay's I-Ite, which I thought was hysterical. That was the best one.
I want to give him credit for these, but you got to figure someone's writing these, and it's just, you know, him acting. But I hate saying it. R-Truth is kind of turning me around on him. I don't want to see a match between them. For any reason. But when it comes to listening to him, that shit, I mean, he goes between, and Elise said that they make him sound ignorant now. But then he all of a sudden turns and makes a very strong point about something, then goes back to sounding stupid again. It just kind of cracks me up. I don't know why. In a very basic way, it's just funny.
Yeah, no, I never thought he was that bad on the mic, so I'm not entirely surprised. But yeah, they've just had him in that, that babyface role that just wasn't interesting at all.
Sorry, I just started playing a video again. And he starts with the killer bees. He goes, first off, a grown man running around pretending he's a bumblebee? And they show him in the masks. Oh, my God. I can't believe I used to like the killer bees. Oh, God. That's just one of those douche show moments. Like, just you go back to your younger self and go, don't you dare. Don't you dare cheer for these guys. And they've got that ridiculous, the junkyard dog. With the bumblebee mask on, I actually remember that.
Yeah, well, and I used to call my brother B. Brian because
I actually remember. I remember you'd call him that when he was older, when we were goofing around talking about wrestling.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that has awkwardness that has history in my household.
I don't like bees. I don't like jumping jimmies. Oh, boy. But no, you're right. R-Truth's stick work has been good. I mean, in the past, sure, he was using, we've talked about it before, but he's used the race baiting stuff before, yeah, and it worked, so.
And to me, his mic work is different than his rapping. Let me make that clear also.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anyone liked the rapping, so.
Well, I just wanted to be sure on that one.
I gotta shut this video off, dude. It's just.
Yeah, no, you. I think you clinked out on me once or twice, so.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah.
But no, it's a remarkable. Not remarkable, but it's. It's always been that way. When a guy's being made to do something, or maybe he thought, you know, this is how it's going to get me over. I'm going to come out there, dance, and sing like a Muppet, like you said. later on in the video, he's talking
Henson.
About Ralph. Mm-hmm.
I hate Jim Henson.
I hate Muppets, which is impossible to do, but whatever. No. So maybe, I mean, there's nothing for him as a face. No one is getting over, and you know that the office was just laughing because heaven forbid someone uses water, you know? Which I think is funny. He's turned that into a gimmick now where he trades stuff for water. I think that was one of the SmackDown tapings or something, one of the dark matches. He tried trading like a Cena shirt for water or something. or a piece of paper for a water. It's just weird how those things evolve. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but no,
they always seem to have, I mean, I don't know how many times we've bitched about them having a lack of heels, too, just in general in the WWE. So it's just kind of like, you know what, he's doing a good job, so, you know, you may as well go with it. Like, you need them anyway. And, like, nobody has turned babyface, really, and Alex Riley doesn't count recently, because usually it seems like they always offset, even if it's not within the same feud or anything like that. Oh. Are you out?
No, I'm right here.
Okay.
Why, did you lose me for a second?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I've been here. Well, like I said, we've got bad thunderstorms going on, so I don't know if the lightning's affecting this or not. I don't think it is, but... one thing, I know we got to get to the capital punishment part, so we got to wrap this up here sooner or later. And this is just a thought that hit me, but R-Truth's main event in capital punishment, he's got a feud with John Morrison after this. Because, I mean, spoiler for our show, he ain't winning at capital punishment. I think he's in his 40s. He's 41, 42, something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't have my list in front of me, so I can't look it up. But
I mean, I know he's been around a while, but wow, he must have started pretty late.
Dude, he was K-Quick when we were in college.
No, I think he...
Yeah.
Were we still in... I mean, dude, it was 15 years ago.
Yeah, we saw him live.
Oh, mm-hmm. I guess he would have been 25 around then.
Yeah. So...
Okay. Yeah never mind.
I just wonder, turning him heel, they needed a heel like you were saying. But is this possibly, like, his last go? I mean, I don't know his contractual situation, but you've already taken him from nowhere and you're putting him in a pay-per-view main event. Where is there left to go after this? Because, as he says in the video, there ain't no R-Truth mouse pads, there ain't no or coffee mugs or any of that stuff. So... what's next for him after this? As a 43-year-old guy who doesn't really have a lot of ring wear on him, I mean, is this possibly like a last gasp thing for him? Because I don't see him lasting long as like a main event guy.
No, but he could keep on going. I mean, dude's in incredibly good shape. And you just said that he doesn't have that much wear and tear on him ring-wise. So, yeah, I mean...
doesn't get hurt often either. So,
yeah, you know, I don't know why not. Like, just maybe those years in TNA saved his body from, you know, getting too beat up. And he has maybe a couple more years than most guys.
That's true.
I'm not saying a lot, but, you know, maybe
So.
Maybe he can drag it out another couple of years or something like that, but whatever, I mean...
Yeah. I mean, for his sake, hey, go for it. I mean, obviously.
Get a little extra paycheck for a couple of...
hell yes.
For a couple of months.
Keep a job. But, no, it was just something off the top of my head. One real thought out, but I was just... I'm trying to picture where else to go with him after those two are over. Like, what the hell can he possibly do unless... he does like one of those Sergeant Slaughters, I want my fans back, or, you know, in his case it was country, but...
Well, you can always do... let me look at the card here, because I will pick the person appropriately after that. Kofi.
Yeah, you can bump him down into that minor U.S. title picture for a while. I mean, I guess...
yeah, he's kind of a utility guy in that department.
Yeah, but I mean, I wonder if...
I mean, he's got to go back to where he was, basically, but just his heel.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah, so I don't know why that, you know, that's three guys right there. Well, not three, really, it's only two.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, Well, since we're already talking about it, let's go into the Capital Punishment pay-per-view. This isn't like a, you know, one of our usual audios. We're just kind of all over the place this week, which is actually been more streamlined than normal. But we're not going to do a pay-per-view roundup this time. So here it is in this edition. Let's stick with R-Truth. Let's just talk about John Cena and R-Truth first. Just get it out of the way. Because I don't think anyone's dumb enough to think John Cena is going to lose the belt to R-Truth.
R-Truth is not winning.
No. Right. Maybe disqualification or something so he can get mad at all the little Jimmies for, you know, how he beat John Cena, but he's still not the champion and it's still a conspiracy. You do something like that. What I'm more curious about is what a disaster in-ring-wise this is going to be. Is this going to be another one of those goofy gimmicked John Cena matches where Truth is taunting the crowd, like threatening kids and their dads and all that stuff?
Yeah, and on top of that, if indeed the fact is that Randy Orton has a concussion, I was thinking that would be the main event because him and Christian have torn it down the last two matches,
mm-hmm.
and there's no reason you can't have the other title at a lesser pay-per-view up for grabs.
Right.
But Randy Orton's injury kind of calls that into question.
Yeah, but I guess we can piggyback the two of these.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking if... All right, I guess we'll know how it pans out. If Cena and Truth are second, then Orton's winning. I'm sorry, title matches main event-wise. If Cena R-Truth comes on before Christian and Randy Orton, then Randy Orton's winning. I can't see him ending a pay-per-view with Christian winning.
Oh, right.
It'd be nice. I think the go-to, the money isn't Christian winning to continue the feud, because it hasn't been a bad feud at all. It's about the only entertaining thing on SmackDown right now.
Well, that, and if you want to keep Christian up, I think it'd help out for him to get the belt back.
Right, yeah. Or,
you know, I don't normally advocate the whole hot potato on the belt thing, but you've just executed an angle about as well as you could. And, yeah, I think he needs the belt back to help himself out.
Yeah, and keep a strong player on SmackDown. But the bad thing is you've got your top heels on SmackDown are Mark Henry, Sheamus, and Christian.
And Sheamus got destroyed by Big Show.
Yeah.
In the previews there.
Yeah, it's just a weird... SmackDown's a weird show to me. Because they don't seem to be behind anybody, except Randy Orton and Christian, really. But even Christian, to me, unless he wins, is just a tool to get Randy Orton over.
Yeah.
It goes back to what you were saying.
Well, and whatchamahicket. Well, just to tie in more the pay-per-view there, Ezekiel Jackson, like, they kind of seem to be half-assing his push, too, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Well, based on his in-ring work, I really don't blame him.
No, I don't either.
I mean, no offense to the guy, but it ain't done great. So, I'm trying to think.
But Mark Henry gets destroyed. So, honestly, like, the kind of the momentum he had has been lost the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they made a big deal out of Mark Henry losing weight, getting in shape, blah, 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 blah. But then he immediately comes out and bitches out, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, what? Why make a big deal out of somebody just to have him, you know, get bitched out, basically. I don't know. SmackDown continues to be just a strange show to me, man.
I didn't read this earlier, but I do like, now that there's a theme to him, I like these little Johnny Curtis promos.
Dude, who the fuck is Johnny Curtis? And he was on NXT, right?
Yeah, last week he goes, I won NXT Season 4. So I think it was the first one on the internet.
Oh, no wonder. All right, that's why I didn't see it.
Yeah,
the name
sounds
familiar, and I'm like, who the hell is Johnny Curtis? Then he popped up one week.
Yeah, he did the crying over spilt milk thing, and I was just like, this is awful. And then this week, or this past week, they did the chip on the shoulder. I'm like, okay, they're putting a theme together here. I'm not going to argue now. I was like, they actually have something in mind. And this week, he picks an ace out of a hole.
Oh, boy.
A mini golf course.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's good, but they have a theme going.
Yeah, all right. Well, good. At least you backed yourself up on that one because it's not. So, but, no. So, all right. So, I guess I'm just going to, trying to go back to the pay-per-view, I suppose. But yeah, John Cena, R-Truth, I'm just concerned it's going to be another, because of R-Truth in ring and John and Cena's just streak of shit matches, I just see this being another goofy gimmick thing for 15 minutes. And that's what I'm worried about. For my own health, I'm going to go fucking bonkers.
Yeah,
if it happens.
If it's the main event, it's going to be terrible. Like, I'm just telling you right now, like, you shouldn't even be worried because it's a sure thing.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, it's at high cost to me, so I shouldn't take it personal, but I want to disguise it by saying I believe Cena can do better because he's had good matches with people before, but this overbooking that he's been going through with just monotonous shit. It's gotta end. It's gotta end. He's gotta have at least one good pay-per-view match going for him.
Just
at least
a regular
one.
Match.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't have any gimmicks set up for this one. Like, I mean, I do think R-Truth's gonna stall a lot. But, there are no rules, though. You know what I mean? There are no, like, you know, it isn't I quit or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it should keep it in the ring a little bit more.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, but you're right. I mean, R-Truth's got that gimmick, that one match that finally set me over the edge at one time. Just Truth running around and Cena running out there to protect a grown man and his kid. I mean, I'm sorry, he didn't protect him. He went out afterwards going, oh, I'm sorry. Well, good for you. So, no, but I'm still, regardless, no matter what happens, Cena's going to still be the champion after this. So then we got Randy Orton and Christian. We talked about it already mostly. Real good build to this. Really one of the better feuds because it's just based on wrestling until Christian, you know, hit him with the belt, whatever else. Now, the only thing holding stuff up, though, is the fact that Orton's concussion may actually be legitimate. When the hell did this happen?
It was just announced earlier today.
Yeah, because, I mean, I remember him saying something, but now it's coming out that it actually may be legit. I mean, it's just strange that no one picked up on this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of crazy. And, I mean, they even in the SmackDown spoilers there, he did not... he didn't wrestle on SmackDown.
Yeah, and he wasn't even there last week.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was odd, but I figured they were just, you know, doing the whole,
Yeah, gimmick.
Yeah, the Christian knocked him out, and that's why.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's their backup plan if Orton can't wrestle? And I'm almost positive he's going to regardless, but what can they possibly salvage? I mean, it's an inopportune time for Orton to not be available, especially advertise him and then get to the show and say, he can't actually wrestle. What satisfying backup plan? You can't pull Triple H out of mothballs and go, hey, we need you to wrestle and beat Christian for the title.
We'll have him take on, Edge.
Yeah. That would actually be a really odd twist to it, but it's not going to happen, obviously.
No.
An odd twist, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, I have no idea. Like, they are, they don't really have any options on that show.
Yeah. Now, one odd thing, I guess probably should be saved for a SmackDown discussion, but Drew McIntyre hasn't been used, or Chris Masters. I think they've each been used once since they moved to Raw. Why not just discreetly put them back on SmackDown like it never happened? Just like they did with Alex Riley.
Well, they did that in our faces, though.
Yeah, true. But at least.
But they still did notify everybody that it happened. I guess.
Yeah.
They just forgot that the draft happened.
Yeah. So I mean, but in this case, I mean, oh, sorry. But I mean, in this case, just move them over, and since everyone on SmackDown is a project, anyways, there, sink or swim time for both of them. Masters has been there the second tour of duty now. See what he can do. If he can't do it, all right, bye, Chris. Take your hair plugs and go on. Drew, your hair is beautiful, but you got to get the fuck out of our company. It's not your time. But
yeah,
this is just a side conversation. But
yeah, no, I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But maybe that idea was pitched, and we shouldn't be doing this show.
Let's see. What else is on this card? I'm sticking with if it's second to last, Christian wins. If it's last, Randy Orton wins. So.
Gotcha.
Who are you going with? That was your
Real concussion, Christian. Not real concussion, Randy Orton.
Okay. All right, then we got the one that they kind of threw on there. I guess it gets added Friday. Big Show versus Alberto Del Rio.
No, it got added this Monday, yo.
Was it Monday?
Yeah.
Dude, I fell asleep multiple times during the show.
Austin announced it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's duh. That's right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I have no hopes for this one. I guess they tried showing Del Rio, you know, could work with a power guy like Kane, but Big Show's a different animal than Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he was particularly good with, what's his name anyway?
No, I didn't either, but that was the point of the match. Big Show, I enjoyed the beating on Ricardo afterwards. I thought that was a nice touch. It was weird seeing Kane being the voice of reason
NBC.
Or whatever. Yeah, fuck. How does he not know what channel his team is on?
He just went back past it like three times, too.
And they're going to lose anyway, so why is he even watching? Luongo doesn't give up goals in Vancouver, only in Boston. but seriously, would they get outscored 18-3 or 16-3, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just something retarded.
Yeah.
Vancouver. So, although one of Michigan's guys are playing for Vancouver first game today, so, you know.
Oh, Tambellini, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
But,
did you like that hockey hits started following us because I mentioned hockey like every week in my blog?
Yeah, really? Nice. They're still showing the bite, huh? Okay. Oh. Okay, so anyways. I don't know. I think this is going to be a Big Show gets disqualified sort of thing, just based off of how they're trying to portray him as being this angry giant now.
Yeah.
So this just kind of seems like they're like, we got to get this guy on the card. So here you go.
Yeah, well, I mean, and this story's kind of been in the works, so, I mean, it wasn't any bit of a surprise to me that it ended up happening.
Yeah, no. I had forgotten Big Show was supposedly out, so when he made the big return, I was like, he's only been gone like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, and they didn't have him, like, flip over the car or anything like that. Like, they had him get hit. It was like, come on. Give
right.
me a break.
Yeah, they just showed the car, like, near his leg.
Yeah, he had to have been going, like, 10, 20 miles an hour at the most.
Yeah, you're backstage. How fast were you going? I mean, if I don't know how if you've ever – I've been hit by a car when riding my bike, and yeah, it sucks. I mean, I've been nearly hit with cars, but you always have the instinct you back up while they're slowing down. So you got to be going pretty damn fast. I mean, I can't imagine he was on the ground and Del Rio was like, oh, fucking, try and run him over.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. But, so yeah, there's that.
No, I kind of agree. Something screwy is going to happen. Del Rio's going to win, and unfortunately, they're going to stretch that horse shit out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We also have the United States champion, Kofi Kingston and Dolph Ziggler. I think this has got a Kofi win written all over it.
Yeah, like, I have no idea. Like, I am completely confused. Ziggler gets a segment with Austin. Gets a segment, like a big fucking video segment on Raw later.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to take the loss for his team. And generally is just whooping ass when he's in the ring. Yet he's stuck in this situation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Kofi Kingston doesn't win non-title matches, but he'll win the title matches. And it's like, this kind of stupid, really, but okay, that's what you guys want to do.
And I would love to say that because they're getting behind Dolph, that they're getting a get behind the U.S. title, but I do not believe that.
Oh, God, no.
So, yeah, no, I'm completely confused by this match.
Yeah. I would see they're doing the series, and I'll just bring it up. We'll get back. We'll get to that match in a second. But they've got a series with Punk and Mysterio. Well, why wouldn't they just do a series? It's easy booking. Just do a series with Kofi and Dolph. Do like four out of seven, whatever. You had a month. All right. Well, do your 3 out of 5. And, all right, you won this week, I won this week, you win, I win. You know, obviously it's going to go down to the wire, but you know, build it up at least. Not have Kofi constantly losing to people and then all of a sudden pull one out of his ass with his horrible offense.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if, like, I just feel like he hasn't been on TV that much. Like, I haven't gone back to look at my blogs, really, but, he was kind of the,
what blog are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, the, Almost Live, Definitely Half-Assed, review of Raw that I do every Monday. I'm trying to look for, who else. Well, I was more worried about trying to figure out who was, in the ring for that. Shitbags. Oh, okay, yeah, it was Swagger and, Kofi was the backstory in that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, Swagger and Bourne was the main issue.
Yeah. Like, Kofi was just kind of there. And he got his ass kicked the whole match.
Yeah, well, that par of the course. Which means he's going to win Sunday, so... I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to think that they were actually giving Dolph something to do, but I think this is just another... These guys are just placeholders. This is, here's your allotted 7 minutes on Raw every week. We'll give you a pay-per-view match every couple months. So, but... All right, so there's that one. I'm not expecting... I would like to expect good things out of this, but I don't think it's going to happen. So...
Yeah.
What else we got? Oh, we've got the Alex Riley versus the Miz.
Yup.
I don't know what to think of this one.
I can think of the outcome to this very easily.
You going with Miz?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much... I'm figuring it's some sort of by hook or by crook one. You know, pull some tights, does something, but yeah. I can't see him not giving up on the Miz, but giving Alex Riley the win.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah, it's just way too early for him to get that high profile of a win.
Yeah. But I'm hoping that they do it in a way that Alex Riley, you know, can continue to get something else going and not have it just be the end as soon as this match is over and Riley fades off and he's fighting...
Zack Ryder on Superstars?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that'd be fine, but just something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But these guys have a legitimate beef with each other, but it just seems like Riley's gotten the better of him so much that it doesn't even, there's no real drama to me about it. I mean, those are some healthy ass whippings Riley laid out, to his credit, because they looked like legit ass beatings.
Yeah, I guess I just still don't believe it. You know, it's just like, okay, he's just way too low on the card. Like, I just, whatever. Like, yeah. Even though he's done the ass kicking, it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, no.
It's like the Miz is going to win. Like, I don't care what you try and sell me here.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem, is it seems like a foregone conclusion. Miz has to win this. Unless they're putting him through that cooldown period now. You know, like they did with Sheamus. You got your title run. All right, you're on hold for the summer, and hopefully remember to pick you back up come October, November.
Yeah.
Is that a possibility? And they're trying to
ship you to SmackDown next year so that you can get your mojo back.
Yeah. But, I mean, that seems like the possibility here. Like, Alex Riley right now is going to be the it boy. While Miz suffers.
That is a very good point to bring up. I don't hope that happens, but it's quite possible. I would hope that he would at least lose to somebody a little more higher up on the food chain.
Yeah, well, yeah, but, you know, the food chain, I'm not sure really what it is anymore other than John Cena and Randy Orton on SmackDown, so.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, so pretty basic match. Miz. All right. We got to mention the Intercontinental Championship. Wade Barrett, Ezekiel Jackson.
Yep.
I know you said that they've kind of aborted Jackson's push, but I'm going to say he wins in what's going to be probably a pretty lackluster match.
Yeah, and Wade Barrett gets to go and do better things because SmackDown needs somebody. I like him too.
I mean,
they can maybe let Zeke work out his wrestling problems while being an IC champion.
What I was about to say is, you know, we were just talking about how there's a lack of faces, but there's plenty of heels that aren't, you know, have been utilized already. Is it possible, you know, he loses but somehow starts an issue with Randy Orton? You know, this is his bump up. This is actually Barrett's bump up. If he can make it, that's what I mean. Okay.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Well, but it goes against what we were saying about if Christian wins, though. So it almost seems like we're hanging everything on Wade Barrett's part to see, like, what Randy Orton does.
Well, they also got a little bit, well, you know, if the concussion thing's there, they kind of got a little bit screwed.
True.
And they can always have Barrett go back to just do a one-on-one against Kane and actually have him put him over.
Yeah. Because Kane's got to be at that point now where it's like, oh my God, there's nothing for me to do here. So,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm so.
I agree. I just think that Barrett can move up, but maybe he doesn't go to the championship round quite right gotcha. Away.
All right, that leaves us with Rey Mysterio and CM Punk. Two matches on Raw, continuation of an old feud. The matches haven't been bad, but they haven't been. Stellar, I guess if you want to use that word. So, have they been saving it?
I don't know. I thought they've been as good as I've seen on TV recently.
Well, yeah, for TV matches, they're fine, but you know they're not like mind blowing stuff, or they're not matches that make you go, "God damn, that was good." You know, it's like, yeah, they were pretty good.
Huh. Okay. I think I thought they were better than that.
Really?
Yeah. At least the first one I did. Last week's was a little bit shorter because it was only like 8 minutes or something like that.
Yeah. Maybe I'm getting hard to please. That could be another problem too. Which would not be a surprise.
The one before that, the first one that they did, they gave him almost 15 minutes because they gave him a commercial break and everything.
Nah, that's true.
So, I don't know. I mean, some of it always depends upon how much time they're given.
I'm kind of figuring this is going to get some time, though.
Yeah, I hope so.
And, yeah, that's what I'm hoping, too, because Ray was doing an interview today about, you know, the guys asking when, you know, it's going to be time and this and this. So, to me, it just doesn't sound like Ray's got a whole lot of time left. I mean, you know, obviously not one that's, like, not long for this world, obviously, but...
Right, yeah, well, 92 knee surgeries and Lord only knows how many matches. It's not surprising.
Mm-mm. Supposedly there's something on the horizon for CM Punk and John Cena. So, Canada. And, so I'm going to take Rey Mysterio winning for no other reason that John Cena's got something, CM Punk has a John Cena program supposedly in the works after this. Hey, dummy, your flag's upside down. Idiot.
You know, there's no one else there.
Dude, is this guy... Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Is this guy seriously doing the mic to the crowd during the national anthem?
Yeah.
Does he do that all the time?
And what the hell is the woman in the Bruins jersey doing singing O Canada? Fuck her.
Nah, O Canada's a catchy little tune. So, it's a pretty song, dude. Sorry.
I don't care. You're rooting for the American team. Fuck Canada right now.
That was Kevin DeFrango's philosophy on sports.
Well, I said right now. I didn't say all the time.
No, I heard you specifically say, fuck those Canadian fags. Wait a minute. Maybe that wasn't me I was thinking. Never mind. And now he's back on the stick. You're not Angus Young at AC/DC, you fucking idiot. Jesus Christ. He doesn't sing anyways, so that really didn't make any sense. So anyways, I'm taking Rey Mysterio, and I think it's time to get the hell out of here because the game's about to start. So.
I agree. I think Punk can move on to Cena without winning this. So.
Yep.
Because they have no heels on Raw.
Yep.
Aside from R-Truth, and he does not deserve another matchup with John Cena.
You know another reason that I hate Roberto Luongo is his hair. If you're gonna have the long hair, don't slick it back. You're not a greaser.
You don't like the fake mafia look?
No, it's just awful.
I completely agree.
Yeah,
although the one woman that I talked to at the gym, she loves it.
Yeah, of course. And that's a whole conversation for the messenger tomorrow. Chicks. Ugh. All right. Oh, real quick prediction on the game before we go. Just to see if you're right. And to make it awkward because of the company you're keeping right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go 3-2 with the home team.
Cool.
He's calling me a pussy.
All right. Well, I don't care. There's more Michigan guys, Michiganders, if you will, on Boston, so I'm going for them. Plus, I like seeing Canada miserable, so.
Yeah, I don't really care. I just for shits and giggles when he came over for game one, I yanked one of my Vancouver jerseys out.
You still got that? The old brown and white one?
It was black. It was the old skate logo.
That's right. You still have that? Really?
Yeah, I have the home and away, and I still have the first version that they have with the orca on the front of it. With the old... Yeah, no, I kept them. Like, what the... Why would I throw them away, really?
That's true.
But I don't wear them, though. Like, I literally haven't... I mean, maybe if I just feel like... if I get tickets to the Vancouver game here for the Blue Jackets next year, I might bust out an old school one.
And everyone can call you a bandwagon jumper.
Yeah. It's just like, no, I've had these since like 93.
Yeah. It's like when we used to go to Atlanta and guys would get pissed off and say we were jumping on the Wings bandwagon. I'm like, I'm from Detroit, fucko. Shut up. I, like the rest of the people in Michigan, have jumped ship and come to a different state and taken your jobs. Ha ha, fucker. You weren't smart enough to get them yourself. On that note, let's get out of here. We'll get you again next week. Thanks for listening. Stunk Granny on Twitter, stunkgranny@gmail.com. We don't have a Facebook. I'm J.E. Mays on Twitter. You can follow me if you want, but I only do it when I'm drinking, and I haven't had a drink in a while, so I'm out.
I get a sick time beer along with the game.